Harper Audio presents Unknown Pleasures, Inside Joy Division, written and read by Peter Hook.
Dedicated with love to my mother Irene and her sister Jean. This book is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as I remember it. Introduction. It's a strange life. Normally I don't include any other people in my writing. Everyone remembers the same things completely differently. The contradictions really confuse you and spoil everything, making you question yourself and what happened. I proved it to myself by letting a very close friend see what I had written. He replied with a great comment. What's the point of all this? So, answers on a postcard, please. Prologue, January 1978. Our first gig is Joy Division, and it ended in a fight. Typical. Not our first gig. Before that, we'd been called Warsaw, but for reasons I'll explain later, we couldn't carry on being called Warsaw, so we'd have to think of a new name. Boys in Bondage was one of the many suggestions, and we very nearly went with another, the Slaves of Venus, which just goes to show you how desperate we were getting. It was Ian who first suggested Joy Division. He found it in a book he was reading, House of Dolls by Kazetnik, 135633. He then passed it round for us all to read. In the book, Joy Divisions was the name given to groups of Jewish women kept in the concentration camps for the sexual pleasure of the Nazi soldiers. The oppressed, not the oppressors, which in a punky, no-future sort of way was exactly what we were trying to say with the name. It was a bit like Slaves of Venus, except not crap. So that was decided. We were Joy Division. Little did we know what we were letting ourselves in for, and that for years people would be asking us, "Are you Nazis?" "No, we're not fucking Nazis, we're from Salford." So anyway, we had this gig at Pip's Discotheque, formerly Nice and Easy on Fennell Street in Manchester.